Hi guys, welcome to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis Giglio. It's just a few days from Passion 2017, which is a really beautiful and amazing thought. Just a few more sleeps and we're all going to be together in Atlanta for what I really do believe is going to be a history-making few days together. Our prayers are big. In fact, we're praying right now. So right off the top with the podcast today, I want to invite you into the journey with us to the Dome. And the beautiful thing is every single one of us can be a part of that journey today. You may have just downloaded the podcast, thought, oh, it's Passion. I'll see what they're talking about. Oh, I'm not going to Passion. I'm not going to be in Atlanta, so I'll skip this one. No, don't skip this one because this is your opportunity to be a part of what God is going to do January 2nd through the 4th in Atlanta. And if you are on the way to the Dome, and I'm hoping lots of you are, I hope that you'll text somebody and say, hey, there's a new podcast. You need to download it. You need to get on board with what is going on. But either case, I hope you'll join us on our prayer journey. We are on a journey of prayer and expectation for the last few days, and emails dropped to people who subscribe to that, or on our Instagram post, which is Passion268. There has been a little focus for us to pray together, just bathing the days in prayer and preparing our hearts for what God is going to do. So jump on board with us so that you come through the door, not just all frazzled, I made it to Atlanta, but you come through the door with your heart ready for everything God has for you. A few quick things, and then we're going to jump into a really cool interview with John Piper. Speaking of coming through the door at the Dome, this year there's a clear bag policy. If you're a college student in a major conference and you've gone to a football game this fall, you probably already have gotten accustomed to the idea that you can't take a purse or a backpack into a football stadium, and the same is true at the Georgia Dome. So the details are on our website, passionconferences.com, 268generation.com, same thing, But go to the website, check out all the details. But the bottom line is you got a small amount of real estate and a clear bag to put your essential items. And there are obviously some exceptions to that. And you can find out all the details you need there. By the way, just letting you know, this is a kind of the way it is in America right now. This isn't something that Passion's doing, so don't be frustrated with us. This is Georgia Dome. But here's the thing I'm going to ask you to help us with. We would really love to help the flow into the Georgia Dome be the best it's ever been for any event there. So you have to come early. Can I just encourage you to do that? Put in extra time. Do not do this on a college timeline. Hey, it starts at 7. If we get there by 6, we can squeeze into a parking place or we can jump on MARTA. We'll get there. Come early. Line up if you have to. Give it a little extra time, especially on night one on January the 2nd. Get the clear bag thing going before you get there. Spread the word to all your friends. Don't make somebody make a trip back to the van or have to check something in with security at the Dome. Be ready. Come early. That way we're all in the Dome at 7 o'clock, and we're ready for this thing to kick off, and that's going to help all of us have a way better experience at the Dome. A couple of other quick things I want you to know about. Towels and socks is a part of Passion. You're like, why do we do towels and socks? Because there should never be a moment where tens of thousands of Jesus followers come together in any city that the people in that city don't feel the ripples of what God is doing. And some of the people who need to feel those ripples in Atlanta, Georgia, are the last and the least of these, people who are sleeping on the streets, who are homeless in this season of life. And when we ask shelters in Atlanta, what do you need? We can help. They say, would you encourage the students and leaders to bring towels and to bring socks? That would be a game changer for us. And so just a reminder, it doesn't have to be a brand new towel. You can grab one out of the house when you're leaving mom and dad's. And it doesn't have to be straight out of Target, Walmart, or somewhere else. You can bring gently used towels. The socks would be great if they were new for men, women, and children. So come with something in your hands, and you can drop that off at the Dome. Come with all your things in a clear bag, no big backpacks, and come early and be ready for what God is going to do. So we're going to jump into this interview, and then I've got two real quick things to tell you at the end, one of which is about our campaign together to make history together at the Dome. So can't wait to tell you a little bit more about that. But I love this guy, John Piper. He's been with us since day one. You're like, well, why is John Piper such a staple at Passion? Well, the answer to that question is going to be revealed a little bit in our interview, but I'll come back and give you the answer to that at the end. But let's jump in So great to have John join us on the Passion Podcast.
It's always wonderful to have John Piper with us on the Passion Podcast. And we were emailing back and forth earlier today, and just all over again, John, I was struck by the goodness of God and the fact that we get to be a part of something like Passion for 20 years. And it's really staggering how kind he is to us. And you've been there from the very beginning. What do you think?
Well, it's remarkable that you would use the word goodness of God, because as I was pondering the 20 years and what we're about to walk into, Zechariah 9:17 was in my reading this morning, which says, "Oh, how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty." And I thought, you know, I don't think there's another event that I'm a part of, except the one that I create, that brings those two glories of God together the way Passion does and the way your heart does, goodness and beauty, because it's the goodness of God to us that brings us into the enjoyment of his beauty. And so when I think back over the 20 years together, it hasn't been an event where we've tried to tell students, look, if you follow Jesus, you're going to get a lot of good things. We've said, if you know him, if you see him, if you follow him, you get him. And that's what you need. That's just what you need, because everything else will fail you. So that, I think that's it, man. For me, the essence and heartbeat of Passion, it isn't so much the numbers, it isn't so much the great music. It's just amazing that the goodness of God is ultimately defined in terms of God giving us God.
I love that. And, you know, it's hard for you to talk about your own event. And, I mean, you know that, and I know that, we all know that. But people say all the time, well, you know, so what's different about Passion? Or, you know, isn't it just another thing? And I don't think anybody thinks their thing is another thing, for one. So you're like, no, it's not just like any other thing. But I think deep down in my heart, I'm like, no, it's absolutely not like any other thing, because it's laser focused on a really big theological idea. And I actually think keeping that in the crosshairs is what's gotten us down the road 20 years, and why we haven't morphed into one of 100 other things we could have morphed into. And
yeah, I
think one of the great accomplishments of life, I mean, for me, would be to think in God's goodness and kindness that we could walk back into the dome in just a few days from now, and the rifle actually hasn't been moved in 20 years. But yet the message is still as timely and as, you know, as pregnant as it ever was.
Right. It is. I mean, there's nothing that's going to ever get old about the supremacy and the beauty and the preciousness of God. And I think it would be good to you know, the crosshairs of that scope on that rifle is the gospel of Christ crucified and risen. And that's thrilled my heart, Louis. I've listened to you kick this off or close it out again and again and say, how will he do this? How will he help these students see the heart of the matter? And so it would be really, really wise for us to say, at the heart of a big, glorious, beautiful, sovereign, all-sufficient, all-satisfying God is his Son, Jesus Christ, dying for sinners and rising again so that the wrath of God is removed and sins are forgiven and holiness is made possible and a new life of ministry is created. So I just rejoice to hear you open the gospel again and again.
Amen. I know you're also carrying right now CrossCon, which is near and dear to your heart. For people who don't know what CrossCon is, give them a little taste and help them understand what your passion is.
Yeah, we'll gather in Indianapolis here just a few days before Passion, and the hope is that becomes a either a biennial or a triennial. Frankly, this is the second one. We haven't made up our minds yet. Event to gather students with another laser focus, namely unreached peoples of the world. That is, people groups around the world who are either unreached, that is, fewer than, say, 2% evangelical, but increasingly burdened by the unengaged, several thousand peoples who nobody's even trying to take the gospel to them. So this would be like a subset of passions. It would be what we hope that everybody that gets ignited a passion would be either a radical goer or a radical sender, and we're just really riveted on trying to create goers at the CrossCon. So we'll take a couple thousand students there and pray earnestly that in focusing on the global mission to unengaged peoples would bring hundreds of them within 10 years face-to-face with the hardest-to-reach peoples in the world. So it's pretty dangerous stuff, because the peoples that are remaining yet to receive the gospel are peoples that, by and large, don't want us to come, right? They're Muslim, they're Buddhist, they're Hindu, they're in the 1040 window, and we should love them, even if they don't want to be loved the way we think Jesus wants us to love them. So that's the goal.
Yeah, praying for amazing things, and obviously that's in the heartbeat of passion and the gospel, so you can't really separate those two ideas. We get a huge benefit of a view of Jesus, but with that we catch the heartbeat of Jesus, that everyone get that view of Jesus. And we are praying, I'm praying with you, John, that it will be as you hope that it will be, and I know that's God's will, so I know we have solid ground to stand on in our expectation. You've come to Passion for 20 years. You won the same sport coat 14 of those 20 years, and that's probably one of the highlights.
I've got to remember which one it is so I can find it.
And so a lot of people are coming through the door, and they don't know what to expect. And I like asking people who've been around for a while to help prepare a college student or a 20-year-old that's maybe out of school right now and not sure what their purpose in life is, or a door holder who's coming to serve alongside of us, thousands of them coming this year. How could you encourage someone to be ready for what you think they're going to experience at Passion?
Well, I think about that a lot, because I try to put my finger on what's distinctive about it. And I go back to the beginning. I remember I snuck in, Louis, in 97, maybe been 98, I snuck in on a seminar you were doing. You did seminars in those days, and you were doing it on worship. And I listened for probably 20 minutes before I had to go, and I just kept saying to myself, that's why I like it here. It's what he's saying about what it means to meet God in a group, that's what I love. So I put it like this: don't expect silliness. Don't expect clowns on the stage. Don't expect sham performances and cool music. Don't expect to be treated like immature rah-rah teenagers. Instead, expect reality. Expect authenticity. Expect to be treated like human beings with amazing God-given capacities for serious thinking and passionate, intelligent worship. Expect to be called to radical obedience to Jesus and holiness of life. Expect to be told to be courageous, countercultural, lifestyle Christians in a decaying and broken culture. Expect to be called to lifelong love for people and not have a flash in the pan experience, and be ready to go out and make some sacrifices. So my phrase that I love, I use it here, and I think it's why I love Passion, is serious joy. I think Passion is one of the most joyful places students will ever go, and it will not be a glib or a superficial or a trifling kind of whip it up joy. It will be so rooted in big, glorious views of God and Christ that there will be a kind of shaking seriousness about it. And so that's what they better get ready to expect if they're not used to that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And, you know, I guess, I don't know, I just love the picture of that, you know, and there is such a thing as joy that isn't trite. And, man, I'm hoping and praying for that again this year. Yeah. I would love it, John, if you would pray for all of us. And I do want to say, I don't think it necessarily needs to be so between me and you and the whole world, but to all those listening today, I just do want to say how indebted I am to you, not just for coming alongside a vision for 20 years, but for being the kind of person that could come alongside a vision that wanted to point people to the glory of God. Really, really grateful for you. And my life has been impacted personally by you in extraordinary ways, but to watch you also be used by God to impact the lives of people all around the world, it's just been extraordinary. And thank you again for saying yes and being willing to lean in with us. And I'd love it if you just pray over the all those of us headed to the dome. We'll pray with
you. I'd love to. Let's pray. Lord, you told us to let our requests be made known with thanksgiving. And Louis has just articulated a huge reason for my heart's thankfulness, namely that I have been able to walk with him and do something in this amazing movement. So thank you for the invitation. Thank you for your supplies of grace every year. And now, Lord, we turn our hearts towards Passion 2017, and I plead with you to help the students who come in particular. I know there's lots of people besides students that make this happen, but I pray for the students who come that they will have a riveted attention on the substance of the messages and the songs and everything that's spoken in between by way of sutures. Lord, may they rivet their attention on the content and the essence and the substance of what's there, and may they be given capacities for serious joy. Lots of these students have never tasted what we're talking about. Yeah. Everything's been fun and games up till now. They've never tasted the possibility of this paradoxical thing called serious joy. And I pray for triumph over mind-numbing, soul-destroying sins in students' lives. So much of Jesus can't be seen because of sin. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So I pray for purity and students to get victory over sins in their lives that are keeping them from the greatest possible enjoyment of yourself. I pray for eyes to see wonderful things and energy to be awake. It's a grueling several days together, and they need energy that you can give. And I pray, Lord, for amazing, life-changing guidance so that in 10 years we'll hear stories like we always do of students who are sitting in the nosebleed seats and you arrived. And 10 years later, they're in a place they never dreamed they would be, making you famous. And so I pray that, Lord, you would make yourself the supreme treasure of all of their lives, because Jesus said, if you love mother or father more than me, you're not worthy of me. And that is about as radical it gets for some of these students. So help them to see Christ as infinitely valuable and be ready to lay down their lives to enjoy him in giving him away for all their days. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I agree. Thank you, John. Love you. Grateful for you.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you in just a few days.
Yes. Amen. See you then.
All right.
I love that guy, and I love how he laughed out loud when I mentioned his sport coat. That was really cool. I sort of was going out there on a limb because I think I know him well enough to, you know, poke a little fun here and there, and it is like stating the obvious, but the fact that he laughed really loud made my day, so that was really cool. So why John Piper? Simply because when Passion started, we had a clear vision, and that was that we wanted to see people do a 180 in their thinking. In fact, This is one of the prayer focus that's going to come up in the next few days. We wanted to see that 180 from it's all about me to it's all about Jesus. And in 1997, when Passion was launched, there weren't too many people around, honestly, who were crafting that message. And Piper was one of the few. And to have that anchor in the mix all these years, it's been a real treasure and a real gift. What a joy. What a joy. So I'm excited. I'm more excited after listening to that interview, and I'm excited about what God has for all of us. So check this out. Two quick things. Make history together. You're going to hear about that, obviously, when you arrive in Atlanta, but I want you to be thinking about it on the way. We always have a justice cause in Passion because we believe worship and justice are two sides of the same coin. And this year, we have a really special opportunity with our partner, Compassion International, to do something that's never been done before. And I don't want to give you all the details of that today, but it is going to involve sponsoring a child somewhere in the world. And when I say that, I know that probably 8 out of 10 people listening to this are like, I know about Compassion. I've heard about the organization. I know they do incredible things around the world. Maybe some of you, like Shelley and myself, sponsor a Compassion child or have in the past. But we want to give the opportunity to every single person in the Dome to make a difference in the life of a family through Compassion sponsorship. Because when you sponsor a child with Compassion, you don't just impact the life of a 7-year-old or 11-year-old or 13-year-old. You impact a family, brothers and sisters, mom and dad, extended family. I've seen it firsthand all around the world with people that we've had the privilege of sponsoring over the last 30 years, and I want to give you that opportunity. And as a college student, I want you to come to the Dome thinking, is it possible that I could begin a relationship with a little boy or a little girl somewhere in the world, a relationship that I'm going to have with them all through the rest of my time in college? Hopefully when I meet Mr. or Mrs. somebody in the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years of my life, and I'm going to have a long-term relationship with this child, which isn't just about supporting them financially. It's about building a relationship of encouragement and of love that's going to change their life and, in the process, going to change your life as well. And we have the opportunity together, because there's so many of us in the Georgia Dome, to do something with Compassion that's never been done before. And we are, Lord willing, going to make history together. So come prepared to think about how you can step into a relationship with a child in the world through Compassion International. It's going to be really, really beautiful and powerful. And then lastly, we've said this a few times before, but it's our 20th anniversary, and there's the opportunity for you, whoever you are listening to this, to come and be a part of the night sessions at Passion. Now, that's not for college-age young people or high school seniors, and certainly not for people younger than that. This is for people over 25 who couldn't get into Passion as a student, who are not able to door hold for the 3 days of the conference, but you just would love to be in the atmosphere and see what God is doing. $25 for a one-night ticket, $40 for January 2nd and 3rd. All the information's at passiononenight.com. So let's say you're in Greenville, South Carolina right now, and you're listening to this podcast. It's a day before Passion, and you're like, wow, I've never been to anything like that before. I've never been in a stadium with tens of thousands of young people all about Jesus. I'd like to see that with my own eyes. Well, go online, get a ticket, load up the family, load up your wife, your neighbors, whoever, and make the trip down to Atlanta. So that's for people 25 and older to experience the night sessions of Passion. They're going to be amazing, filled with incredible worship, incredible teaching. And you're not going to want to miss it. It's an opportunity you only get a few times in life. PassionOneNight.com. I'd love to personally invite you. We have a limited number of one-night tickets available, and we'd love for you to be a part of that as well. I hope that you guys are preparing, because what we're headed to is spectacular. We've got a few other short podcasts dropping your way in the next few days, so stay tuned. We will be right back on the Passion Podcast.